Oklahoma gives employers broader drug testing authority. Effective November 1, 2026, Oklahoma House Bill HB 3127 makes important changes to the state's medical marijuana employment protections under 63 OS 427.8 that affect all Oklahoma employers. Quick hits. Oklahoma's HB 3120 imposes a mandatory zero-tolerance drug and alcohol standard for safety-sensitive positions and replaces the previous broad employer judgment standard with a specific list of qualifying duties. Employers now have expanded authority to act on positive marijuana tests under any compliant written drug and alcohol testing policy, not just for safety-sensitive roles. Employers still cannot take adverse action solely because someone holds a medical marijuana license. Zero tolerance for safety-sensitive positions. The biggest change in HB 3127 is a mandatory zero-tolerance drug and alcohol standard for employees in safety-sensitive positions. Every applicant or employee in a safety-sensitive role is now subject to this standard, no matter what other testing policies the employer may have in place. Under the old law, safety-sensitive jobs were excluded from the ban on adverse action for a positive marijuana test. The new language goes further. Employers are now effectively required, not just allowed, to enforce a zero-tolerance standard for these roles. Revised definition of safety-sensitive position. HB 3127 also changes what counts as a safety-sensitive position. Previously, the term covered any job that includes tasks or duties that the employer reasonably believes could affect the safety and health of the employee performing the task or others, combined with a list of examples of on-the-job activities. While the broad employer judgment standard was removed, the non-exhaustive list of duties that render a position safety-sensitive remains with no revisions. Handling, packaging, processing, storage, disposal, or transport of hazardous materials. Operating a motor vehicle, other vehicle, equipment, machinery, or power tools. Repairing, maintaining, or monitoring the performance or operation of equipment, machinery, or manufacturing processes, the malfunction or disruption of which could result in injury or property damage. Performing firefighting duties, operating, maintaining, or overseeing critical services and infrastructure, including electric, gas, and water utilities, power generation, or distribution. Extracting, compressing, processing, manufacturing, handling, packaging, storing, disposing, treating, or transporting potentially volatile, flammable, combustible materials, elements, chemicals, or any other highly regulated component dispensing pharmaceuticals. Carrying a firearm, providing direct patient care or direct child care. Because the statutory list is non-exhaustive, employers may want to review their current job classifications against the new criteria and focus on the specific activities employees need to perform to determine whether a position qualifies as safety sensitive. Some roles previously classified as safety sensitive may no longer meet the definition, while others may now clearly fall within its scope. Broader drug testing authority for employers. Under the pre-amended law, employers could act on a positive marijuana test only if the position involved safety-sensitive duties. HB 3127 broadens that. Employers may now take adverse action based on any written drug and alcohol testing policy that complies with the Standards for Workplace Drug and Alcohol Testing Act. The HB 3127 also upgrades the prior language, which merely said the act would not prevent employers from having drug testing policies, to a stronger statement that the act does not limit an employer's ability to implement and enforce written policies, including policies banning marijuana use in the workplace or while performing job duties. No change to positive test. Threshold HB 3127 does not change the standard for what counts as a positive test for marijuana components or metabolites, a result at or above the cutoff level set by the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, or Oklahoma law on being under the influence, whichever is lower. This continues to give employers an objective, easy-to-apply benchmark, stronger workplace protections for employers. HB 3127 also clarifies that employers do not have to allow the use, possession, or influence of medical marijuana at the workplace or while performing job duties, replacing the phrase during hours of employment. This matters because job duties can extend beyond a fixed schedule, giving employers broader authority to enforce workplace rules. The law does not adjust the remedies available to employees who challenge an employer's action. Aggrieved applicants and employees may only pursue the remedies available under the Oklahoma Standards for Workplace Drug and Alcohol Testing Act, specifically 40 OCLA. Stat 4563. This exclusive remedy provision helps employers manage litigation risk. Core employee protections remain intact. Despite these changes, the law's core employee protections remain in place. Employers still cannot take action against someone solely because they hold a medical marijuana license, and a positive marijuana test alone is still not enough. Employers can only act if the employee lacks a valid license, uses or is under the influence of marijuana at work, or while fulfilling job duties, or the employer is following a compliant written testing policy. Next steps. Employers may want to take the following steps prior to the November 1, 2026 effective date: reviewing and updating written drug and alcohol testing policies to make sure they comply with the Standards for Workplace Drug and Alcohol Testing Act. Under HB 3127, an employer's ability to act on a positive test now depends on having a compliant written policy, including but not limited to satisfying the notice requirements for a revised or new policy under the Act. Unwritten or informal policies will not be enough. Auditing job classifications against the new list of safety-sensitive duties. Because the definition has shifted from a broad employer judgment standard to a specific duties-based list, some classifications may need to change. This is critical since safety-sensitive roles now carry a mandatory zero-tolerance standard, confirming that drug testing cutoff levels match the threshold. The lower of the DOT cutoff or the Oklahoma standard for being under the influence. Employers may want to coordinate with testing laboratories as needed, training HR staff, hiring managers, and supervisors on the updated rules, especially the ongoing ban on adverse action based solely on medical marijuana license status. Finally, employers may want to determine how HB 3127 fits with existing policies, collective bargaining agreements, and any federal drug-free workplace requirements. Ogletree Deacon's Oklahoma City Office and Drug Testing Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Drug Testing Oklahoma Workplace Safety and Health blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, our webinars, podcasts.